for takeoff.
We are cleared for takeoff.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time to take flight in your community and in your life. This is Audio Airstrike.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Everett Hall McNeil, and this is another edition of Audio Airstrike. Thank you for joining us. Here with me is a blast from the past. So I had the opportunity to meet him when he was doing a lot of creative things musically. And so we have been keeping in touch for years. And I wanted to bring on a friend of mine who is known as Robert Smith. Now, Robert Smith has had a lot of different creative ventures that he's taken a part of. And here today, he's here to talk with me about a certain challenge and also the what made him be inspired to do the challenge. So with that being said, I'm here right now with my guest, Robert Smith. Thank you for joining us, man.
Everett, man, it's been years in the making. And just for purposes, the real Robert Smith is worth $9.8 billion. I can't afford that name right now, so just call me Arson. So we ain't got to worry about nothing. You know
what
I mean?
Gotcha. Not a problem. So
and people of the world, please excuse me. I'm just getting off work. I'm just finishing working out, and I kind of forgot about this interview. So I got my workout gear on, but don't even worry about that. That's not what we're here to discuss. I just wanted to let everybody know what's going on.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. We definitely appreciate you for taking the time and you know, doing what you have to do. So I wanted to kind of touch on the Classy Lady Challenge. What made you start it? What made you want to do this? What made you want to spread the word about it?
Well, like I said, man, you got to forgive me. I forgot all about this interview. I'm going to start with it like this. Before my mother passed, my mom had dementia. How can I say this? Like on a Wednesday, I forgot what date it was, but it was a Wednesday night. Just got off work. I was in the living room playing 2K. My brothers, my mom just kept frantically calling my name, right? She just kept saying, Robert, Robert. So I ran in the room to see if anything was wrong with her, right? She said, son, have a seat. And I said, Mom, what's going on? She said, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but the universe is giving me a message to you. And I'm like, you know, I didn't think none of it. And I'm like, so Mom, what are you telling me? She was like, I want you to help, honor, appreciate, and respect as many women as possible. So I looked at my mom and I'm like, Mom, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know how to even go about doing something like that. She was like, figure it out. You a man. I was like, so Mom, how am I supposed to get all these women to listen to me? She said, it's between you and God, but God gave me this message to give to you. That Thursday, you know what I mean? I left the room. That Thursday morning, she woke up and she lost her speech. Those were the last words she said to me. All she can do is clap then. You know, so once she lost her speech, it kind of like threw me for a loop. And the week after that, God called her home. So she passed on. This was like after my mom passed, let's say 2 weeks after that. This was the day before Thanksgiving. And I'm sitting in my house day before Thanksgiving, and I kept getting these messages from TikTok, but I never paid attention to them. I finally opened up the messages, and one of the messages said that Mr. Smith, you now have downloadable content on TikTok, and people can use your content and make reels and videos. So I looked at the email and I'm like, downloadable content. I don't know what's going on. So Everett, this is what happened. Remember when I told you I was supposed to be on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta like 8 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I did a song with one of the girls, Kalina, from Dirty Money. she sent the song to a distribution company that Diddy was connected with. Anyway, that distribution company had got bought out from another distribution company called United Masters. So United Masters bought that distribution company outright and all the songs that that distribution company had. My song was one of the songs, and it got grandfathered in, right? I'm sorry, it was a distribution company that I had sent it to, but it had big ties with a lot of high influential people in the industry. United Masters grandfathered my song in. And I was like, I still didn't know what song it was. So I had sent them an email back. And I'm like, what song is it? They said, you did a song with a featured artist, Kalina. And I said, One by One. So I went on TikTok and I typed in One by One. And my song was between Taylor Swift and Kanye West. I was like, whoa. Now, at the time, Everett, I wasn't really a big fan of TikTok. I was on TikTok, right? But I only had like 6 followers. And 6 followers was women. So I waited for like a week. And then I was like, wait a minute. Let me ask the women if they'll do a video to my song, since they're doing videos to everybody else who's got a song on TikTok. I asked the women to start if they would do a video, and they was like, sure. Out of the 6 women, 5 did it. And then they started doing it, right? And one of the girls was like, well, Rob, listen, don't just make it a video. Why don't you make it a challenge? So I was sitting back thinking about, like, what kind of challenge could I make? And then I started thinking about what my mom said. I said, why don't I do this for the women? But I don't know what to call it. So I was like, the pretty girl challenge? Nah, that's not going to work. Sexy ladies? I said, nah, that's too cliche. And then one of the girls was like, well, Rob, why don't you keep it on like the classy level? And I was like, how about the classy lady challenge? And a couple women was like, oh man, Rob, that's perfect. We love it. That's beautiful. So Everett, from there on, man, this was 3 years ago and it's still going on. I started the classy lady challenge from those 5 women. Those 5 women passed it on to other women, and I've been asking women, and now it's still going on, bro. I started this in like 21 and it's still going on. And I've been going through it, and I've been doing it ever since. And anybody that wants to check it out, just go on TikTok and type in Robert Smith. That's my profile. You can check it out. Everett, I've been in magazines and I've done a calendar. I got shirts sale. They all on my profile. And Everett, from there on out, sky's the limit, man. It's still going.
That is huge. And that is awesome, because usually we have challenges, especially now, challenges these days. Cliche as some of them are, some of those only last a couple weeks, a couple months, and then they're out. With your challenge, your challenge lasting 2 years and counting.
Going on 3, and Everett, all you got to do is just take a look at my profile. Women are doing it every day from all walks of life, from Africa to New Zealand. And the only thing about mine is yet it's picking up traction, but it hasn't went super duper viral yet. Like, you know, a lot of important investors and a lot of people that started businesses told me this, like, the fastest way to get where you're going is slow. They, you know, a lot of people is telling me, Rob, listen, if your challenge, you started this last year, and you got millions of people doing it, it's going to fade off. They said, this challenge that you're doing, it's going to, it can span a lifetime. A woman can do this every day. You know what I mean? Women can have their little girls do it and all that. So, and the criteria for the challenge is, do anything that's classy and sophisticated. Like, you know, you getting up, you going to work. If you just sold $1 million house, or you sold a house for 400 grand, videotape that and make that part of your challenge. If you're a school bus driver, you helping the homeless, not just putting on a dress and looking classy. I mean, that's beautiful, but it's more to it than being a classy woman in just a dress. You know, it's a way of life and authenticity. So, and ever since then, it's still been going, man. And, you know, a lot of, you know, the women, they want to put a dress on and look very classy, which I love it. I love it. That's great. Whatever makes a woman feel classy, she can do it. And all women are welcome. It's not no stereotypical. It's not just, you know, no supermodel looking. You, if you're a regular woman and you feel classy, show the world how classy you truly are and just join the Classy Lady Nation. Now it's the Classy Lady Nation because I have women from all walks of life doing it. Like I said, I got women from New Zealand. I have a couple from Africa, Brazil, Scotland. You know, it's just that I don't have like 2 million followers and all the women are saying the same thing, Rob. Just let it build up on its own. Don't rush it. You don't want $1 million. You don't want 1 million followers today. And then in 2 weeks, your challenge is out the door. Nah, your challenge can last a lifetime and women appreciate it and they honor it. And ever you want the proof, just go take a look at my profile anytime.
And then if you don't, for the audience, can you tell me what's your profile name again? So that way the audience knows where to go.
Sure. You can find me on TikTok at Robert Smith. 279.
Gotcha. So, yep, I will have that in the description. And I want to kind of touch on some things about the Classy Lady Challenge, right? Because I really love the idea. I love the movement from what I'm hearing. And it's something positive. It's not something derogatory. It's not something that's like for fast
Ever,
clicks look, and giggles. You know what I mean?
Ever. Look, put it like this. TikTok is monetizing my profile. So if any woman does anything, you know, like almost scandalous or a little bit on the thought side, TikTok will automatically delete the video. Oh. So now my profile has a certain standard. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm just stating in general, like usually some of these challenges, man, I mean, you have good ones out there. But there are other ones where it's like giving a subliminal negative message. And this one is very, very positive.
All of them giving a subliminal negative message. Mm-hmm. This one is completely positive and it's to uplift all women, you know, because nowadays I know women are getting a bum rap. You know, it's got to be one man out here to stand up and say something for the women. So why can't that be me? And Everett, I told you, my mom told me to do it. So I'm doing what she told me to.
Yeah. And I do respect the fact that you are honoring your mother because there is nothing, a mother's love is something different.
And I haven't been the same since she's gone, man.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, a mother's love is something different. And when you are raised by your mother, that is the one spot that a man at times feels like he can be vulnerable because the one person that's not going to judge him that knows that person like the back of their hand is a good and great mother. So when you are in, right, and you should feel that way. Like I feel the same way about my mother. Like my mother is one of the greatest in the world. And I think everybody that has a mother, whether they have passed on or whether they're still here, if you had a great mother, you should feel like she's the greatest of all time. You should feel like that, hey, this is the best above the rest. Like that's how you should feel. And when we have a lot of people wonder why, you know, and some spouses wonder why too. Like, why is my spouse so vulnerable with my mother more than me? Here's the reason. It is because there has been a secured, we know what we're getting. There's an assurance there. We know that if nobody else has our back, our mother will. No matter how ugly it gets, no matter how dark it gets, no matter how much wind or storms come by, we know our mother is going to have our back, which is why some of us are more comfortable opening up to our mother sometimes than our spouse. And it's not, we're not trying to be secretive. We're not trying to be negative. We are used to being vulnerable and open up to our mom because we know there is no, there's no judgment. Sadly, today, you have people that, while they give you the space to open up and talk and discuss and maneuver and stuff of that nature, you also are vulnerable to them knowing everything about you that your mother would know, but then they turn around and exploit it, which then makes the man kind of go into a cocoon and not open up to nobody anymore. So you kind of causing him trauma if you do that. I'm not saying that every single woman that ever walked on the face of the earth does that. I'm not saying that. But I'm not going to stand here and act like that this doesn't happen to men. Because it does.
And Everett, that's the big problem. It happens to every man. See, we as men, we looked at a lot of men are looked upon as, I compare it as like, we're lions in the jungle. Mm-hmm. We're the ones that's out there, you know what I mean, holding the plane down, doing our thing. But if you really study the way lions live, we live just like lions. Lions fight for their pride. And lions have a pride. So that's what they fight for. And when a lion in the jungle hurts, can't nobody, you know, in the jungle help a lion, because the lion is the more dominant and more aggressive and the king of the pride. So he has nobody to turn to. But at the end of the day, us men, we hurt, you know what I mean? But it's not acceptable when we hurt because we're supposed to be strong and keep going. But the only ones that understood that was our mothers sometimes. Not saying all women don't understand that, but most of the majority, it was our mothers that really understood that.
And I think, and I want to say this, right? Because there are some women that are about to be mothers. There are some women that are about to embark on that lifelong journey. And the reality of the situation is you will understand soon enough what we're talking about when you're in that position and your child is vulnerable to you. Because that man can't go to anybody else, because when they go outside those doors, there is no hedge of protection or covering over them. They have to make decisions for themselves. And as parents, you can't be around for everything. You have to have faith and know that, hey, the stuff that I've instilled in my son or daughter, that they will go out into this world and carry that out. So when the questions come in and when the advice is needed and when people are standing in the gap and giving that advice, it is very important that we as parents and stuff like that, that we create a hedge of protection, allowing people to be vulnerable in a sacred place. Because when you're, as your child gets older, the world is not going to create that for him. He's either going to have to create that amongst himself, or the parents are going to have to create that for him.
Exactly right. And, you know, me coming from a two-parent household, like my mother and father, they've been married ever since my father passed in 2005. You know, so my mother and father have been together for 34 years. And my father was always telling me how to honor and appreciate women. And he taught me the upbringings on how to be a proper man and all the tutelage that my father gave. Some of it was rough. I can't get into all that right now. But every time my father was checking me and teaching me, you know, giving me his manly lessons, my mom never interfered. So I know what it's like to deal with both ends of the spectrum from a mother's perspective and a father's perspective. And that's how it is, man. I've been brought up in a two-parent household, and I miss both of them.
Yeah,
I know they're still watching me.
Yeah, and I think it's very important that, regardless of if you came from a two-parent household or one parent, everybody is instilled with a certain level of ethics and morals. And if you didn't have either parent, you had some type of guardian or somebody that stood in the gap for you. And the reality of the situation is that we must do what we need to do in order to instill a sense of moral compass. Nowadays, a lot of people are afraid of structure. They want to live in this limbo. This, I'll do what I can as the moment requires it, but you don't want the accountability. And look, and I get it, accountability can be scary, but it also is one of the most rewarding things because it keeps you grounded and also it keeps you honest as to where you are at. I've had moments this year where I had to be accountable of where I'm at, where I'm moving, where I'm going to next. It just comes with the territory as you transition into adulthood, as you decide to take on more responsibilities. And that game and that advice needs to be passed on to the next generation. And that game and that advice needs to be passed on to people that are, it don't matter where they really come from. It's really for everybody. And it's up to them to either accept the advice or to not accept the advice. They can either apply it or not apply it. But we can at least say that, hey, I wanted to make a difference in somebody else's life, whether it is a challenge on TikTok. I've seen TikTok challenges that have been very, very positive, actually brought people together regardless of where their background was. We've seen this. We started seeing this since the 2020s. This decade has started. And what Robert is doing and what a lot of other people are doing is they are creating the balance. How would you know what good is and what wholesome is and what classy is if you didn't know the other side?
Exactly. And Everett, like you said, man, I just wanted to do something positive. And I told you, for a man to think of something like this, somebody would have had to told him to do this. Mm-hmm. Because let's be real, there are a lot of men before me that could have did this, but it wasn't meant for them to do it, so I'm here. And I'm just taking the bull by the horns and riding it out, man. And Everett, I've had so many women wanting to call me, married, single, not, you know, nothing, nobody trying to hit on nobody, but, you know, just wanting to talk to me. And they was like, you know, for you to do this is simply amazing. Like 70% of the women that did it, they all thought that I was a woman. Because they never heard of a man doing something like this. And once the women found out that I was a man, a lot of them wanted to talk to me directly. A lot of them ever got on the phone and started crying. Like, Rob, you know, Arson, you just don't understand how important this is. And you just don't understand how much I needed something like this in my life. And Arson, you're going to change a lot of people's lives. And this is amazing, man. And I thank you for doing this. And all I can say is, ladies, I appreciate it. And thank you. Let's just keep it going. And whatever you feel is classy, do it. And Everett, a couple women have done it a couple times because they like doing it. So, yeah. And I left it for them. It's not about me. See, when I first started it, I thought it was about me. I thought it was going to be here and gone, like all these other challenges. But now it's out of my hands. The women are basically running it.
And I think that is that's the lightning rod of it. Like, you started something, you gave the preliminaries about it. Hey, this is what we're doing from a positive perspective. And you gave that. And now we're at a point now where it's like you have somebody. It's almost like passing a baton and being like, here you go. And now that is being carried on. And now you're at a point where it's like, I'm just sitting back smiling because something positive that I started is being carried on, and it's something that is bigger than me. And I'm totally fine if it helps somebody else's life, if it changes people's perspective about themselves towards a positive more perspective. I'm totally at peace with that. And you know, to be honest with you, I think that you're at peace with that as well. I think seeing how far you've come, what you've overcame, and then talking to you on here, it is very, very enlightening to watch you literally go out of your way to change the perception on how a woman should be in 2023. Because, and you're doing it not from a selfish standpoint, you're doing it from a, you're doing it from a selfless standpoint, meaning you are totally aware as an adult. The media is portraying women this way. The media has certain women being this way. They are now passing that knowledge that ain't good societal-wise down on to teenagers and even children. So now we're in a predicament where now we have to kind of limit what the school is teaching people, kind of limit to what they're being taught on social media, and kind of sit down with these kids in the comfort of our own home and basically be like, look, what you're seeing around you societal-wise is not the way for a woman to act. I don't care what I don't care what your school told you. I don't care what social media told you. This is the classy way things should go. And we have to facilitate that. We have to make sure that that is kept up, because we can't let, I think the issue is that sometimes we don't have an engaging conversation with the next generation of women. We just stick an iPad in their face and let them do what they do. So when we have that going on and we don't engage with women, it doesn't have to be we got a motive and we trying to smash. It ain't got to be none of that. It is simply we want to see women do better. We want to see women in a very, very great place mentally, physically, spiritually. That's where we want to generally see our women. But the problem is that the trick bag is that you have women that are seeing what is going on social media, that is seeing what is going on in the classrooms, that is seeing what is going on in society negatively and going, they have to do all these crazy, negative, sensationalized things to get attention and to get ahead. That's not the case.
Yes. And that's like one of the premises I tell ladies, like, listen, I started this no more being half naked or bent over for likes on the internet. This is all about pride, dignity, and building self-esteem. And, you know, and when I tell the women the premise of it, and they like, we love it. Now, there's some women that don't want to be a part of it. I understand. I still respect them. There's some women that even wanted to charge me to do it. And I said, listen, it's not about money. You don't put a price on class. So if you want me to pay you for that, then that just means you're not doing it from the heart. You're doing it for the check. So, you know. And God bless their souls as well. But, you know, I have so many women that done it for free and willingly did it and love doing it and are inspired every day by it. You know, I have certain women texting me every day. Arson, don't stop. Don't quit. Please keep doing what you're doing. The world needs this. And I'm going to keep going. I know that the universe has something great for me. Let me tell you why. A year ago, I flipped my car 8 times and I smacked into a telephone pole. Through the grace of God, I walked away from it unscathed. I just bruised 2 ribs and dislocated 2 fingers. I went to the hospital and they looked at me like, we don't even know what kind of human being you are. We don't know if you're an alien or an Avenger. I said, that's God's grace. My mother and father and my sister was with me. They got me through that. So that was definitely an eye opener. And it made me appreciate life and people more. So, and I'm still here with it. So,
yeah. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, man. Like everybody, I tell everybody on this show, man, and I say this multiple times, that everybody has a purpose. Everybody has something that they're called to do. And there's two things that are guaranteed. One is that you're going to go through trials and tribulations to see that journey through. But you are also going to be, if you, as long as you don't give up on what you are called to do, you are going to see the fruits of your labor. And it may not always be what you think it is. It may be a random person that you didn't even think was checking on what you're doing and be like, hey, man, like, I just appreciate what you were doing, man. Keep going. Thank you so much. Like, hey, I listened to you on this podcast. Hey, I checked out your challenge, man. And that's a great, awesome thing that you're doing. And you never know. It's always the people that you least expect that you don't even think is looking at your stuff. And they're looking at your stuff.
The people you least expect, right? Like I said, I started this in the beginning, you know, just to have fun with it. But now it's completely out of my hands, you know, and so many women have done it and looking forward to doing it all over the world. Some of the video vixens from the 90s got on it and did much. And that's another thing that I'm trying to get with a couple ladies about too. They want to start another like challenge for the 90s vixens to bring them back. And I'm trying to find a couple of them to do it as well. And I'm in the process of working on it now. Me and my manager, we linked up with a couple people. I don't know if you know the video, the ice cream from a Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Yes. The girl. Tasha, French Vanilla, she did my challenge and she loved it. And she's a part of my team too. And she's, we're trying to get with her. I got a Zoom meeting with her probably at the end of the week. Me, her, and my manager, and we're going to talk about doing the Where Are They Now. But she said she loved to use my challenge as a part of the Where Are They Now. And I said, sweetheart, I'm honored. For you to even think about my challenge to be on that level to do that. By all means, go ahead. So
that is awesome. That is awesome. That is great. I'm excited for you, man. I'm excited to see where this challenge is going next. And it looks like there's bigger stuff ahead. So real quick, I wanted to, before we close, I wanted to give you the floor and kind of have you tell people where they can find this challenge at and also where they can find all the videos.
You can find the challenge on TikTok. My profile name is Robert Smith 279. I've also started a lounge on Facebook. You can just follow me on Robert Smith on Facebook. I started the Classy Lady Nation Lounge on Facebook, where you women can get together and talk and speak on your ideas and post videos about movement and stuff like that. And I'm also on Instagram too at RSINFDB, Arson FDB. The FDB stands for my first album, First Degree Burns. So you can find me on there as well. I also got a YouTube channel, The Classy Lady Nation. You can subscribe to that and find it there as well. I'm basically on all the platforms. So.
Well, that is awesome, man. First off, I want to thank you so much for coming on, and I genuinely appreciate you. And we definitely got one of these days sometime, we'll sit down, grab something to eat and catch up.
Everett, man, I knew you for years, brother. You know I'm here if you need me, man. You got my number.
Yep.
Call me. You can get in touch with me anytime, man. But make sure you check out my TikTok, man. I want you to like a couple of these videos that these ladies put together, and they work real hard to do it, man. And they did an excellent job.
Absolutely. I'm gonna definitely get with you in support, and any like or comment that I can add, I'm definitely going to add it.
Thank you, my brother.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Well, guys, we want to thank you so much for listening to Audio Airstrike. We appreciate you. You can follow us on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at Audio Airstrike. And for those of you who want to take part in the Classy Lady Challenge, get with Arson and let him know. Okay, guys? All right.
Well, yes, all is welcome.
Yep, all are welcome. And with that being said, Arson, thank you so much for coming on the show. I definitely appreciate it. And thank you to our great listeners for tuning in every single week to Audio Airstrike. Once again, we will be back with another episode. You guys take care.